Life science reading for Tuesday, April 7th. The skin. What's the largest organ in the human body? If your answer is the skin, you are right. If an adult's skin were stretched out flat, it would cover an area larger than 1.5 square meters, about the size of a mattress on a twin bed. You may think of the skin as nothing more than a covering that separates the inside of the body from the environment. You may be surprised to learn about the many important functions that the skin has. Next section, the body's tough covering. The skin performs several major functions in the body. The skin covers the body and prevents the loss of water. It protects the body from injury and infection. The skin also helps to regulate body temperature, eliminate wastes, gather information about the environment, and produce vitamin D. Skin protects the body by forming a barrier that helps disease-causing microorganisms and harmful substances outside the body. In addition, the skin helps keep important substances inside the body. Like plastic wrap that keeps food from drying out, the skin prevents the loss of important fluids such as water. The skin helps the body maintain homeostasis or stable internal conditions by keeping body temperature steady in spite of changing external conditions. Many blood vessels run through the skin. When you become too warm, these blood vessels enlarge to increase the amount of blood that flows through them. This allows heat to move from your body into the outside environment. In addition, sweat glands respond to excess heat by producing perspiration. Recall that as perspiration evaporates from your skin, heat moves into the air. Because perspiration contains some dissolved waste materials, your skin also helps to eliminate wastes. The skin also gathers information about the environment. To understand how the skin does this, place your fingertips on the skin of your arm and press down firmly. Then lightly pinch yourself. You have just tested some of the nerves in your skin. The nerves in skin provide information about such things as pressure, pain, and temperature. Pain messages are important because they warn you that something in your surroundings may have injured you. Lastly, some skin cells produce vitamin D in the presence of sunlight. Vitamin D is important for healthy bones. This is because vitamin D helps the cells in your digestive system to absorb the calcium in your food. Your skin cells need only a few minutes of sunlight to produce all the vitamin D you need in a day. Next section, the epidermis. The skin consists of two main layers, the epidermis and the dermis. Figure 18 shows these layers. The epidermis is the outermost layer of the skin. In most places, the epidermis is thinner than the dermis. The epidermis does not have nerves or blood vessels. This is why you usually don't feel pain from very shallow scratches and why they do not bleed. Next section, dead or alive. The cells in the epidermis have a definite life cycle. Each epidermal cell begins life deep in the epidermis, where cells divide to form new cells. The new cells gradually mature and move upward in the epidermis as new cells form beneath them. After about 2 weeks, the cells die and become part of the surface layer of the epidermis. Under a microscope, this surface layer of dead cells resembles flat bags laid on top of each other. Cells remain in this layer for about 2 weeks. Then they are shed and replaced by the dead cells below them. Next section, protecting the body. The dead cells on the outer surface of the epidermis show how structure and function are related. These dead cells form a tough barrier that functions to protect the living cells beneath it. The thick layer of dead cells on your fingertips, for example, protects and cushions your fingertips. The shedding of dead cells also helps to protect the body. As the cells fall away, they carry with them bacteria and other substances that settle on the skin. Every time you rub your hands together, you lose hundreds, even thousands, of dead skin cells. Some cells in the inner layer of the epidermis help to protect the body too. On your fingers, for example, some cells produce hard fingernails, which protect the fingertips from injury and help you scratch and pick up objects. Other cells deep in the epidermis produce melanin, a pigment or colored substance that gives skin its color. The more melanin in your skin, the darker it is. Exposure to sunlight stimulates the skin to make more melanin. Melanin production helps to protect the skin from burning. Next section, the dermis. The dermis is the lower layer of the skin. Find the dermis in figure 18. Notice that it is located below the epidermis and above a layer of fat. This fat layer pads the internal organs and helps keep heat in the body. The dermis contains nerves and blood cells. Correction, the dermis contains nerves and blood vessels. The dermis also contains other structures as well, sweat glands, hairs, and oil glands. Sweat glands produce perspiration, which reaches the surface through openings called pores. Strands of hair grow within the dermis in structures called follicles. The hair that you see above the skin's surface is made up of dead cells. Oil producing glands around the hair follicles waterproofs the hair. In addition, oil that reaches the surface helps to keep the skin moist. Next section, caring for your skin. Because your skin has so many important functions, it is important to take care of it. Four simple habits can help you keep your skin healthy. Eat properly, drink enough water, limit your exposure to the sun, and keep your skin clean and dry. Next section, eating properly. Your skin is always active. The cells in the epidermis are replaced, hair strands and nails grow, and oil is produced. These activities require energy, and a well-balanced diet provides the energy needed for these processes. You will learn more about healthy diets in Chapter 11. Next section, drinking water. To keep your skin healthy, it is also important to drink plenty of water. When you participate in strenuous activities such as playing soccer, you can perspire up to 10 liters of liquid a day. You need to replace the water lost in perspiration by drinking water or other beverages and by eating foods such as fruits that contain a lot of water. Next section, limiting sun exposure. You can take actions to protect your skin from cancer and early aging. Cancer is a disease in which some cells divide uncontrollably. Repeated exposure to sunlight can damage skin cells and cause them to become cancerous. In addition, exposure to the sun can cause the skin to become leathery and wrinkled. There are many things you can do to protect your skin from damage by the sun. When you are outdoors, wear a hat and sunglasses and use a sunscreen on exposed skin. The clothing you wear can also protect you. Choose clothing made of tightly woven fabrics for the greatest protection. In addition, avoid exposure to the sun between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. That is when sunlight is the strongest. Next section, keeping skin clean. When you wash your skin with mild soap, you get rid of dirt and harmful bacteria. Good washing habits are particularly important during the teenage years, when oil glands are more active. When oil glands become clogged with oil, bacterial infections can occur. One condition of the skin that can be difficult to control is known as acne. Sometimes a flare or worsening of acne is due to a bacterial infection. A doctor may prescribe an antibiotic to help control the infection. When you wash, you help to control the oiliness that may contribute to acne. Organisms called fungi can also live on and infect the skin. Fungi grow best in warm, moist surroundings. Athlete's foot is a very common fungal infection that occurs on the feet, especially between the toes. You can help prevent athlete's foot by keeping your feet, especially the spaces between your toes, clean and dry. That is the end of Tuesday's reading.